Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video was brought to you by a bunch of great people that have been giving me super likes on the Sane Main 2 YouTube channel, so I thought I'd cover a topic in their honor. You know who you are. Recently I came across a post called, "Men are finally waking up, and feminists aren't happy." And the woman making it says this, and I quote, "How did so many men become so angry so fast? I'm a 24-year-old female and left for a 3-week vacation and came home to family, friends, and coworkers. Suddenly all using the men's rights and manosphere slang. I won't repeat it here, but the more I learn, the more frightening it is. My fiancé laughed about my cousin's so-called pretty privilege, then asked me what I brought to the table, as a partner other than looks and education. For the first time in 2.5 years, he asked me an uncomfortable detail about my past partners. I answered honestly and he replied that we'll be splitting up the expenses from now on. He earns at least 5 times what I do. I reached out to my family and friends then, but no conversation with the exception of my dad has gone further than asking how much my fiancé earns. Then awkward silence. Is this gaslighting? Or am I just going insane? The full context is that all he does is play video games all day while spending 2 hours promoting his family's company online each day. It's nice that he has time to learn about men's rights. I, on the other hand, actually work." Unquote. Here's hoping that I've made enough of a contribution to the manosphere in the last 10 years to add to this woman's fiancé's red pill rage. This woman is getting a taste of equality and she doesn't like it. She sounds like a gold digger getting together with a man that has a successful family business. He makes 5 times the money that she does, partially because his family is paying him more and also because he's working smarter instead of harder. But some people have said that this is also a fake post. Maybe. But red pill ideas have been seeping into the mainstream culture for quite some time now. Even mentioning Andrew Tate's name in English schools will get kids suspended. That's how powerful manosphere ideas are. Women just don't know how to adapt to this digital world where ideas about women spread from one man's mind to another, like a virus. A woman can't control what a man listens to online. Just look at this woman go on her 3-week-long vacation and leaves her fiancé unsupervised at home. Long enough for him to find and listen to enough content about female nature. Digest it and then start to question the nature of their relationship. She of course feels powerless and is only posting this to whine, complain, and use people that will listen to her complain as an emotional tampon. She's not really looking for solutions. In the past, before the internet and YouTube, when you could only communicate online, women would choreograph all your public outings with their family and friends. They would all be carefully chosen to not have a man that's a bad influence rub off on you. You should have heard one time when I expressed red pill ideas at a party years ago about female nature, without even realizing what I was doing, and suddenly, other men started showing their disdain for the women around them. The women were shocked and horrified at me, but they were even more shocked that other men thought the same way that I did, and the women freaked out about a so-called eruption in misogyny. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to even women that marry young and lock down a good, rich man are at risk of losing him to the Manosphere Clown World Show. This woman settled down with her fiancé at the age of 21. In her prime, not much time to ride the choo-choo train. Because of that, she's done everything right and landed what sounds like a top-level man that's earning 6 figures. She's attracted to him because she's with him before the age of 25, and she's even got commitment from him. She thought life would be easy, and then suddenly he discovered his true value. She hasn't even hit the wall yet, and he's already questioning the nature of their relationship. What happens in a few years when her looks start to fade and the money he keeps making increases? She's also complaining that when she brings up the issue of her fiancé to other people and they ignore the situation. That's not gaslighting. It's just that no one wants to talk about your relationship problems, honey. They don't want to risk telling you what to do, you then doing it, and it blowing up in your face. And then you go back and get angry at them for failing with their advice. Now this woman knows what it's like to be your typical man talking to others about relationship problems. No one cares. Also, the fact that this woman's fiancé laughed at her cousin's so-called pretty privilege means that she's most likely a leftist saying things like that, and odds are he's a conservative. This woke woman really lucked out finding a rich, conservative, and good-looking man. She shouldn't be worried about him learning about the manosphere as much as she should be worried about him figuring out her crazy politics, and then leaving her because of that. A lot of women mistakenly call the manosphere all right, but men naturally have to be independently minded, and that doesn't bode well for those on the left, that demand that you adopt their ideas without questioning them. It's in most men's nature, especially the intelligent ones, to think for themselves. Now that red pill ideas have gone mainstream and women can't stop them, they're going to have to bring more to the table. Because guys will increasingly be demanding that women do that. There is no way for women to do damage control with the red pill either. How is that woman supposed to unred pill her fiancé? Now she just has to hope and pray that he doesn't go his own way. Women 5 years from now will probably count themselves lucky if they found themselves in a similar situation. Because I'm hearing teenage boys talking about men's issues and going their own way before they even start dating. They're learning about the sexual marketplace before they're even old enough to have sex. Then again, that may not be happening because the younger guys I've spoken to, some of them say there are a lot of couples out there in middle school. While I was growing up, there were a couple of couples in middle school. Now it seems like half the class. Maybe all the porn that these kids watch these days is making them more interested at a younger age. Plus, I've heard from many girls, they lost their virginity back at the age of 13 or 14. So this situation is totally crazy. But getting back to this woman's story, she's right that men are getting angry because they're learning about the ideas found in the manosphere. They're learning about the red pill rage that I coined many years ago, and men get angry fast when they're red pilled. It's like a eureka moment. It takes you a bit to digest it consciously and a little bit longer for your subconscious to process things. But when it does, you eventually feel completely ripped off by women and society for never telling you about female nature. Once many men realize that women won't bring much more than looks to the relationship, and they can't love us the way that we love them, it's over. Women can no longer attract men. He's been taken over by the MGTOW mind virus, and there's no way to bring him back. Sure, he might bargain and go back to dating for a while the way that I did many years ago. But if he keeps his wits about him, he'll soon see how bad the game really is. Women are right to restrict men's ability to access information about female nature. It doesn't matter if it's PUA, MRA, MGTOW, or incel content. All of it eventually leads to the same place, where a man is disenchanted from all women. But what would I do if I were a woman? Exactly what this one is doing. Complaining about men learning about this information. And that's it. That's all the majority of them will ever do. The ones that get really angry and motivated might contact social media companies and try and get them to censor this sort of content, and it does work in Latin America, where they successfully got YouTube to ban all MGTOW content, as well as other platforms. They were vicious down there. Amir over at MGTOW TV told me that it got so bad in Colombia when he was down there visiting that MGTOW TV was blacklisted as adult content. Meanwhile, you have tons of Colombian e-thoughts on Chatterbait, making piles of cash in the West from simps, and that sure isn't blacklisted over here. But most white Western women will never go in a flagging or banning attack, unless they're black, and in that case, I've had multiple videos flagged by the swirling sisterhood, and even got a strike from them once. But the majority of women in the West will never do that, because they're just too damn lazy. Even the swirling sisterhood couldn't even stop the red pill when it comes to black men out there. Even the guys in Latin countries can still use other platforms to spread the message like MGTOW TV. Or they can use a VPN. Hopefully by the time you hear this, I'll be selling VPN services. That way it won't matter how much women censor YouTube because you'll be able to access MGTOW content all over the world. Even Canada is about to start their YouTube censorship at some point. So it's a must-have when it comes to surfing a free and open internet. Thinking of MGTOW as a virus that frees men is essential. But in the end, we're going to have to figure out alternative ways to reproduce without potentially losing custody of our kids to the women out there. That is, if we're interested in the human species and the project of civilization continuing. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks to all the great guys on YouTube that gave me super likes on the Sandman 2 channel. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that this woman's fiancé is about to smash all her hopes and dreams. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that are smart enough to realize the only way to try and stop the red pill is by constantly false flagging as many videos as possible away. Or maybe using the government to ban freedom of speech. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.